Ian Scholz, the buzz has it that NBC is planning a reboot of The Munsters. Brian Fuller, the creator of Pushing Daisies and Wonderfalls, is the man behind it. Supposedly, it will be less campy and have a darker feel. It will be edgy. And that's what we need now. More edge. Things are too calm around here. People are too reasonable. America really needs an unfunny remake of The Munsters. Come to think of it, the original wasn't funny either. So, what's the point? Why not do Scooby-Doo? Now, sure, Scooby-Doo had a Hollywood reboot with two feature films in the early part of the century, but they were terrible. America's ready for another take on the ghost-busting gang. Only this time, give them some firepower, Glocks, and dynamite. Is there a ghost in that house? Who cares? Blow it up. And can we lose the talking Great Dane and the hippie? More Velma Dinkley, nude. There, I've said it. NBC is also considering turning Frankenstein into a series. The folks that produce House are behind that one. It'll be a modern-day version. See, we've run out of zombies and vampires, so we have to turn to the other monsters of yore. I have no idea what this remake will be like. Oh, yeah, I do. It'll be edgy. A grumpy, people-hating doctor patches together a makeshift human from the body parts of dead people. When patients present to him with unusual symptoms, he has the monster tear them apart. Now, I'd watch that. In other news, Regis Philbin retired. He's clocked more television time than any other human being. And all for what? I don't know. I say reboot Regis, only this time give him a Glock and dynamite and a zombie sidekick and Velma Dinkley, nude. There. I said it again. I gotta go.